Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopes. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopes moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Essien reaches second base with a double. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski strikes out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law throws to second for 1, and Fletcher throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lansford moves to second. One out. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bhakti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Law scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Skinner for a passed ball. Phillips scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 4-1. Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. One out. Bruce Bochtie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochtie is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochtie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Essien reaches second base with a double. Bochtie goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Essien. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Essien steals third. Essien scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Skinner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Phillips out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Salome Barojas now pitching. Vance Law now playing second base. Mike Squires now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bill Caudill now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Barojas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Steve Christmas pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Steve Christmas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christmas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pachyorek scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Oakland, Alameda City. Bounty Stadium in Oakland.